Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. I am so excited to share another great guest with you today. His name is John Logan, founder of Motivation Innovation. He's a professional speaker, trainer, and coach. You know, to me, being a holistic entrepreneur is really more a mindset than what you actually do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place as you do your work. It's really more who you are than what you do. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. Now, I would love to know what you think of the show, so please leave a review on iTunes or connect with me in some way. I always want to hear what you think and really take that feedback to heart, because that's how changes are made and that's how we make the show better. And I want to always, always thank all of you for taking your valuable time to spend with us here on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset. So I always want to make this time valuable and make sure that you feel that your time was well spent. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest for today. I am so excited to have John Logan here. He's the founder of Motivation Innovation, LLC. He's a professional speaker, trainer, and coach who helps others reach their goals. After experiencing several tragic life circumstances, John learned through making bad and good choices how to develop his abilities and overcome his own life challenges. He has emerged with a positive spirit and a passion to pass along what he has learned. John has achieved multiple academic degrees and board certifications while pursuing a professional career in healthcare, where he spent 22 years as a radiology professional, healthcare manager, and ultimately organization, coaching, and development. Considered by some to be a late-in-life career, at age 35, he decided to enter the military service, where he has fine-tuned his discipline and his outlook, his positive outlook. John's accomplishments within three diverse careers offers a compassionate style of leadership, team building, and life skills to help his clients seek their passion and their goals. John is a native of Nebraska, but currently lives northeastern Wisconsin with his wife Amy and their two sons. And you can contact John at motivationinnovation.com with feedback that you have for him or to discuss the services that he has to offer. John, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend time with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. It is my pleasure to be here, and I'm super excited to be here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I actually just wrote down a quote that you just said. It's more of who you are than what you do, and I can't agree with you more than that. So thank you very much for that tidbit, and I will maybe use that sometime.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I talked about that the other day, and whoever I was talking to said, "Ooh, I like that." And I said, "Yeah, you know that is, and that's truly what I believe. It's really who you are. It's who you become. You know, and we're not all necessarily born that way, but it's who you end up being." So you know, John, I talk a little bit, obviously, about people in their bio when I read that part, but there's always more to the story. Would you share a little bit with our audience more about your story and what brings you to who you've become and what you do today?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Bonnie. You know, my particular story, it doesn't make it any better or worse or anything than anybody else. I really want people to know that. I certainly don't wish necessarily all the tragic circumstances on anybody that's happened to me, but I think most of all, you know, whether it was when I was 9 years old and in a tragic car accident and we lost my mom and brother, or if it was losing a best friend to suicide and then trying to commit suicide myself and another best friend to a motorcycle accident, or, you know, losing my father from alcoholism, and being an alcoholic myself and recovering from that. All of that, you know, you package that up into now 41 plus years of life, and you're like, wow, what is going on here? And at age about 32, I said, you know, something's not right. You know, I'm doing everything right professionally, of course. You know, I'm getting good grades. I'm passing board exams. I'm moving up the corporate ladder, doing all those things that you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't doing everything that I was supposed to do. I've always kind of known that through these things that have been given to me, these different circumstances and consequences and tragedies and everything, there's a reason for it, Bonnie. It doesn't just happen. There's a reason that these things happen, and I'm here to help other people along their journey. And so I was, when I joined the military at age 35, like you said, it was pretty late in life. Actually, that is the latest you can actually join the military.
Really?
Yeah, you know, my wife was, Amy's like, yeah, go ahead, do it. And I decided, of course, I wasn't going to take an easy road. I want to take the hardest road, because that's kind of my my MO. But I really was. I got a lot of soul searching done there, and a lot of time, because you don't have any distractions from the outside world. And at that point, I said, it's time. I've learned enough. I've been through the gamut, so to speak. It's time for me to share my story to help other people, because I know. Even as we speak right now, Brian, there's somebody out there today that needs my help, your help, or somebody that's willing to care for them. And I don't want to see anybody become a unfortunate tragedy to our society when there's so many people out there to help. So that was my goal in starting the company Motivation Innovation, and it'll strive to be my goal, is always to improve people. Even if you're on the right path, or you think you're on the right path, there's always a way to improve. I mean,
right.
You know, even though I think I have kind of things going for, I can improve. You can improve.
And I totally agree with you. I mean, there are no accidents. Everything is put in our path for a reason. And I don't know if you follow the Abraham Hicks stuff at all, but they have this series of books and they do all these talks. But anyway, one of the things they say is, you never get it wrong because you never get it done. Because when you get it done, then you've died. You're not here anymore. So really, life is a journey,
it is.
You know, and we can always improve. You're right, because we never get it done.
No.
Until we're dead.
No. And you know, I was the other day I was speaking to some people, and they happened to be, you know, let's say in their later decades in life, and I was talking to them about, I go, do you have your personal improvement plan down? And one of the ladies spoke up, and she goes, John, I am 79 years old. I said, I don't care if you're 79. What are you doing to improve yourself today? And then after a series of questions and some funny jokes, she really got it. And so she put herself on a little five-step improvement plan for the next, you know, few years. And I thought that was great.
That's a great story.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, so it doesn't matter what age you're at. You always can continually improve upon yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question. Describe, you know, tell us a little bit more about what you do. It sounds like the age range is quite large.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said in my bio, I started off in professionally, at least in radiology, 20-plus years ago. And I was doing well there and, you know, passing more board exams, getting more academic degrees and all that kind of stuff. And then a position came open to be a customer service coach, which I thought was kind of ironic in healthcare, since we probably shouldn't really need that. But I know, and you know, being a consumer of healthcare, that there are some people that just aren't cut out to be in healthcare. But I do my best to teach people how to treat people. So part of our organizational development plan was to create a customer service philosophy, and in doing so, I've had the pleasure of training thousands of people on our particular way to teach people how to treat people. And then doing that, I did some self-discovery, so I decided, well, you know what, I have some other thoughts rather than just, you know, in this organization to branch out. So I'm like, you know, I need to do this for other people that aren't just in healthcare, but, you know, around the world. It doesn't matter what career path that you choose. So I decided to write a book about my story and how I overcame challenges and And I've had the great privileges of being involved in some conferences lately and speaking to some people. And, you know, they've had some wonderful stories, and I really hope we've gotten on the right path. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. As far as being an entrepreneur, I would say that I'm a novice at this point, but I'm working my way forward. How about that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know what? I'm going to ask if I may use one of your quotes.
Sure.
I love this. I teach people how to treat people.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. That is such a great slogan.
I love it.
Yeah. So I might, you should probably trademark that or copyright it or something.
Yeah.
Make that yours, because that is very cool. And your book is, I think it's, if I recall right, it's titled Why Not
yeah,
Me?
Yeah, you're right.
Correct. And
yes.
About your story, and which yes. is a fabulous book, by the way. I don't know if I've told you this before, but when I read it, it's like, holy cow, this is good, you know, because you end on such a positive, I mean, with, you know, bad things happen
sure.
to good people all the
all
time, and it's kind of the way it is. But you end on such a positive note in what people can do you're teaching people how to treat people better, you know. It's really speaks a lot to the type of coaching and work that you do. So it sounds like, you know, what would you say, I think I have an idea, but what would you say makes you unique? I mean, there's a bunch of people out there who do, you know, customer service stuff and all
yeah.
of that. What makes you different?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bonnie, because, you know, what makes me different, or what makes me, you know, not necessarily better than anybody else, but what makes me unique? I honestly believe this about myself, and I could be wrong, but generally the feedback that I have gotten is I have a tremendous compassion for people. I love people. I really do, good and bad. I mean, I get good experiences, and I'm genuine. If you see me on the street, you're talking to me now, or you see me in front of a couple hundred people giving a speech, it's the same person. It's not an act. And I know those people, and Bonnie, maybe you've had too, and some of these people that do, you know, public speaking or motivational speaking, it's not real.
It's not who they
it's
are.
Not who they
yeah.
are. I mean, they're great with words, and they're wonderful in front of audiences, but it's not who they are. And I think
yeah.
what makes me different is, you know, whether or not I'm coaching one-on-one or coaching in a large group, I honestly want to see you succeed. I'm not going to stop until you succeed. And so if I'm not going to stop, I'm going to make darn sure you're not going to. So, you know, that is just my mindset. We've talked about before in private conversations, Bonnie, but we're kind of the kind of people who says, well, if you can't do it, John. Well, you know what? Yeah, I am. I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, that's just kind of the way, you know, and that's kind of the outlook I take. I really care about people, and whether or not, you know, it's professionally with me as, you know, in a business, or if it's just with me being on a PTO or in our church group or whatever, it's real. And I hope I'm here for a long time to help people out.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, and I can feel that in you. I mean, we're not sitting across from each other, so we can't see each other, but I can feel that energy in you, that it is – I mean, you're kind of like me in that you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Sure.
I mean, you, what you see is what
yep.
you get, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that is a really kind of a not so common quality these days.
Well,
you know,
it's interesting because, you know, with employers, they talk about professional growth plans. They talk about wanting to get you to the next level. They talk, but yet then they don't ever really want to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Okay, here's how we're going to determine on whether or not our employees are satisfied. Let's give them a survey.
Right.
Why don't you talk
oh, yes,
to them?
Right.
You know, I mean, it drives me crazy. Well, our survey results say that. Well, did you ask anybody? Did you honestly
yeah.
physically sit down and walk the halls, talk to people, or get on the manufacturer floor? Did you talk to people? I think sometimes, you know, in our particular work realms, that's part of what we're missing sometimes. It doesn't make people bad or good. That's not what I'm not judging. It's just we're missing some of the human contact that I hold so dear. So,
yeah.
You know, things change around. The next generation behind us, Bonnie, is getting it smarter than we are. I can tell you.
They are.
They are on it, and they understand the meaning of purpose and they understand the meaning of recognition. And hopefully more organizations are observing that. And we're going to have – I'm really excited about people who are going to be taking care of me one day.
Oh, yeah.
I expect that anytime soon.
Well, no. but that's a great way to, I mean, I hadn't really even thought about it. But yeah, it makes the future a little brighter for all of us.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know, for those, because it is getting better. I think the pendulum is swinging again.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great.
It's like everything is pendulum. So, you know, maybe, and I don't mean to imply that you had any challenges along your business path, but often people do.
Sure.
We're going to take a short break right here, but when we come back, I want to hear about maybe a challenge that you had and something that you learned from it, because we always learn from everything that happens and challenges in particular, that maybe we could share some of your wisdom with some other folks who are out there on the holistic entrepreneur path as well. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, think about that over the break, because when we come back, I want to talk about that. This is Bonnie Gressel here at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here today with John Logan, and we're going to be right back.
Making a difference in the world is a noble goal, but one that's often easier said than done. Cultural catalyst and author John Logan works with individuals and organizations who have the desire to become leaders in life and business. John's professional speaking, training, and coaching services will help you develop the skills you need to affect positive change at work and in your community. Awaken your inspiration and begin your journey today. Contact John at motivationinnovation.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're having a fabulous discussion today with John Logan. And just before the break, we were talking about, you know, I really want to hear a challenge, you know, and John, maybe, you know, I do this all the time, but maybe I shouldn't say I assume that you've had challenges, because maybe you haven't. Maybe it's been all, you know, lollipops and roses, I don't know. But if you have had a business sort of related challenge, think about, you know, what you've learned from that, and maybe there's some wisdom that you could share and impart for our listeners today.
You mean it isn't all pixie dust and rainbows for everybody?
No, oh, not really? Well, for most people it's
not. Yeah, because everybody an entrepreneur then, right? I tell you what, here's the number one challenge, or at least for me. It was me. Was the number one challenge. The can't, won't, don't, never, it won't work, all that kind of vocabulary, which I can't stand. Mm-hmm. It was getting over that. You know, the first thing is, okay, I'm going to do it. And then the voices come. You know those voices?
Sure.
You remember how
voices? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is not going to work out. This is going to be too financially. You're going to put oh, my God, but too much risk. But then I got down, and then I said, okay, I am going to do it. Okay, and then... And you're like, well, what are you going to do? All right, you want to help people, and you want to teach them, you want to coach them. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, for me, I needed to kind of find a model. So I went and reached out to probably 5 to 10 to maybe even 20 people about that have done professional coaching and speaking and have written books. So I looked for mentorship. And I hope people, if they're listening to this, go out and find somebody who is walking the path that you want to walk. It doesn't have to be the same path, but I'm just saying similar thing that you want to do, and I'll guarantee you they will open up their phones, open up their emails, and talk to you, and they won't charge you a dime. I guarantee it. I will be one of those people if you want to contact me. But you have to get over yourself first and then find the right people, and then you get into the stuff that maybe – listeners first started talking about, well, do I need to contact an attorney? How do I start an LLC? And blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. All that will take care of itself, okay?
Right.
That stuff will take care of itself. What you first got to do is get over you and then reach out to people that are going to help you.
So. Yeah. Oh, that is such great advice, John, because so many of us, myself included, I mean, we all get in our own way. And if we just got out of the way of our success, we would be there. And you know, allowing help from other people and, you know, all of those things. I think tremendously helpful advice, because I would be willing to bet that probably 90-some percent of holistic entrepreneurs, or higher, higher than like 99%, get in their own way, at least at some point in the journey.
Yeah. And it's a funny thing about, I don't know if people ever think that, but there is not a cap on successful people. Everybody can be successful. I mean, it's not like, well, okay, we only can have 100 of them, so everybody else is not going to be successful. That's not how it works, people.
Right.
Everybody can be successful. And whatever your definition of success is, you can achieve it. And if you really want to know what my definition of success is, I say it's what you accomplished after what was expected. So if you did more than what you expected, boom, you're successful. Right? It's pretty simple terms, but there's not a cap on it, people. Get out there and do it if you want to do it. I'm not saying you have to go out and start a business, but whatever you're doing, if you want to obtain that degree, if you want to move up with your current job, if you want to change jobs, change for – do it! Because I did it. You can do it. Bonnie, you've done it.
Several times. I've changed my path several times. And, you know, one of the things that really sort of annoys me a little bit, I guess, is people who are in a job, or maybe they're already entrepreneurs or whatever, but they're not happy.
Yeah.
It's like, life is too short to not be happy. If you're not happy, do something different.
Yeah. You know, and oh my gosh. You're going to get me going now. Okay. Here's the deal. If you're not happy, stop. Just do it. And don't do the thing. Don't do this. Don't say, hey, okay, I need to do it for a paycheck because I have X, Y, Z bills to pay. Don't do it.
Right.
Do it. I'm telling you, people, you will be miserable. You are cutting years off your life with that stress. Don't do it. Find something you love to do. The money will come.
That's right. Yeah, I say that to people all the time. You know, live your passion. Make your heart sing. You know, do what feeds your soul, and the rest will work out.
Yeah, it will. It will. Absolutely, you're right. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah. I think you and I are on the same page.
I'm so excited right now. I mean, I'm ready to go. I mean, who's out there right now who wants to go? I mean, I wish we could ask people and say, let's go. And I want to bring them along with me. I want to take them where they want to go. And I want to go where I want to go. And let's just do it all together. And because teamwork does make the dream work. There's no way that I can be doing what I'm doing right now without the help of other people. There's no way. I mean, writing a book, I had to get the inspiration from my wife to, you know, go share your story, go help other people. I'm like, okay. Why don't you start a business? Okay. So then I talked to a financial guy that I know, help me start a business. Why don't you have a book signing at Barnes? I talked to Barnes & Noble. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's not about you. It's about the people who you serve. And if I can get people to understand that, whatever you're starting a business, whatever your career is, whatever, it's not about you. It's about the people you serve. And if I can really get that instilled in people, then I'm very happy. Because think about what you do right now, whoever's out there listening. Are you providing a product or service for yourself or for somebody else? My guess is that it's for somebody else. And once you understand that it's that somebody else whose life that you're going to change that day, then you're on the right path. Now, you still have to have personal growth plans that are for you. But whatever you do for a living, what is, i.e. making your money, my guess is it's probably a goods or service for somebody else. So think about that.
Yeah, I so agree with you, John. It's all about service, because when you think, okay, why are we even here?
Yeah.
We're not here for just ourselves.
No.
I think we're here to serve others, and that's what makes the world go round. And if you don't ask, you don't know. You know, you were talking before about, you know, well, my wife said I should write a book, and then I went and talked to a financial guy. But if you wouldn't have done all those things, if you wouldn't have taken the initiative to do all those things in the first place, you wouldn't know, because you wouldn't have asked.
I know. It's that old adage, right? You can look like a fool for 5 seconds for asking the wrong question, but if you never ask it, you're a fool forever, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just ask the questions, and you will find that, you know, successful people – there's a great book out there that good leaders ask great questions. It's fantastic. It's one of John C. Maxwell books. But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. You need to ask questions. And hopefully you'll get the answers. And if you get the wrong answers, it's an answer. So ask questions. Ask for help.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to ask you if you had a resource or a favorite book or something that's been helpful to you, and maybe that's
it. Well, I have that one, and there's a few. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, if you're a leadership guru, and since I'm in the military, I try to do as much studies as I can about leadership, good and bad, so I can get my own style honed in and help people the best I can. But also, there's some other great books like Start With Why by Simon Sinek. I even like to read some fiction, to get your imagination going,
yeah.
I really like to read. And if you don't like to read out there, get audiobooks then. Okay.
Right.
Do something to teach yourself other things that you may not have been exposed to. And usually you'll find out that, that's going to help you with personal growth.
Absolutely. And two, I think it's stimulating your mind, stimulating your brain, and the whole fiction piece or things that aren't so business related. I mean, you have to stimulate your right hemisphere, the creative side of you as well. You can't just spend all your time on one
right.
side, so I think it's good to have that balance as well.
The right hemisphere. Well, you got me thinking biological stuff now. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what is, and maybe you've already shared it, because you've shared a ton of insights and tips and so much today. I so appreciate your time, John. But if if people left today's show remembering only one thing that you said, what do you want that to be?
A smile is a terrible thing to waste. Pass it on.
Ah, I like that. Because really, you can do so much. Oh my gosh, you can do so much with just a smile.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard this story? I think it's in one of Carolyn Mace's books. I can't remember which book it is, but anyway, she tells a story, and I don't even know how she knew this. Maybe she was there. But there's this guy standing on the street corner, kind of at a stoplight. This is like a big city, so there's lots of people there, and he looks sort of, down in the dumps kind of thing. And there was a woman, an elderly woman, in a car sitting at the stop sign. And waiting for the light to turn green. And she looked over at him, and she smiled. And he went on his way. She went on her way. But the end of the story is he was planning to actually go home and commit suicide that day. And because she smiled at him, he didn't.
Yeah. That's, that's fantastic. I smile. I think it's really underrated, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Positive attitudes, positive body language, smiling, all the stuff that, generally people take for granted all have an effect. And Bonnie, you being a subject matter expert on this probably more than myself, though most of the communication we do is nonverbal. I just love people who smile. It's just so inviting. It feels good, right? I mean, besides the biological thing of releasing some dopamine, makes you feel good. But, it's a good thing to smile. Think about when you walk into a business and people are smiling and generally happy to be there that are working.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this is great. But if people that are frumpy or dumpy or walking to work and have their heads down and texting on their phone, whatever it might be, you generally don't want to be there. So, and when we share people's smiles, we share hugs, we share handshakes, bow, gestures, whatever it is in your culture, it's a sign of respect. And respectful people are generally happy people.
Yeah.
So I like people who smile.
Oh, me too. And it's an energy thing.
It is.
I mean, it's just good energy. It's good vibe.
Yeah.
So I know, John, that people are going to want more of John Logan. So what's the best way to do that? How can people get more of what you've got?
Well, you know what? I want to give everybody what I got, okay? But if you just reach out to me on my website, themotivationinnovation.com, and there's a little contact John on there, and I will be happy to get back to you and discuss anything that you may projects may be going in the future. If you're thinking about getting into your own business, or if there's some type of one of my services you'd like to talk about, oh boy, I'd love to talk about that too. But in general, just come contact me and I'll be happy to talk to you.
And your book is available on Amazon and on your website?
Yeah. Okay. I encourage people to generally get through my website, because you can get it from me a little cheaper. And, that's probably a better way to do it. And my publisher may not like that, but it's me giving.
It's your book.
It's my book, and I can give it to you. So then there's really no cost, no profit to me. All the profit that I do make off this book either gets donated to a church or to a women's auxiliary at a local hospital. So I'm not looking to make any money off the book, but if you'd love to read it, I'd love for you to take a look.
Now, why does that not surprise you that you're giving money to charity? You're just that kind of person, such a wonderful soul and such a gift to this planet, so in this lifetime. So thank you so much for sharing some of that with all of us. It's such a valuable – your energy is just – I can just feel it through the through our connection today.
Yeah.
So – you know, thank you for sharing.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bonnie. And any time that, you know, you'd like to talk, I'm here for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Same here. So, I thank you for being on the show. I'm sure our listeners got a ton of awesome information and are probably going to want to listen to it more than once. So, we'll be able to end today on a good note because it's all about positivity. And I'm smiling at you right now, John.
I feel it.
Good.
I'm fine, too. I hope you feel it, too.
I do. All right. Well, I'll be back next week with another show. Until then, blessings, everyone.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration. And like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.